This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, November 24th. God's word to you today is spirit controlled. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." You would notice that the qualities listed in today's scripture reference require a commitment to delayed gratification. Notice also that in the original, it is the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruits of the Spirit. Some school of thought, which I tend to agree with, says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. All these other qualities listed, joy, peace, forbearance, gentleness, self-control, are all embedded in love. When you cut open an orange, for instance, it has sections on the inside. Love is the orange, and the qualities are the sections you find when you cut open the orange. Love pretty much covers everything. Peace, for example, requires a commitment to delayed gratification. In the marriage setting, for instance, do you want to be right or do you want to have peace? If all you want is to be right and to start and win every argument, then you're sacrificing your peace on the altar of being right. But if peace is your desire, then you must crucify yourself, and that means delayed gratification. Most married couples would agree with me that sometimes when you step back, you realize the argument has moved beyond the issue at hand, and it has become about proving to be smarter or having more power as the head. If all you want is to be right, that is instant gratification. But if you want peace, that is delayed gratification. However, living by the Spirit calls for delayed gratification. A classic example is, you want to sleep, and the Holy Spirit is telling you, worship Him. Going ahead to sleep will be instant gratification. Denying yourself of sleep to worship is delaying gratification. I want to thank all the single people that are walking by the Spirit and have chosen to abstain from sex until marriage. When you do not follow the Holy Spirit, you're asking for trouble because a lot of things will follow. I also say that being married is not an antidote to sexual temptation. You still have to learn to delay gratification. Here's a thought for today. Walking by the Spirit requires a commitment to delayed gratification. Let us pray. Father, because I belong to Jesus, I crucify my flesh with its passions and desires to the cross. I choose to live and keep in step with the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.